Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mr. Santelli?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
Under district report.
Yeah, we have a few items tonight. Good evening, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's nice to see all of you. It's good to have you back. June, July, and August, it was awfully quiet in here, so it's good to have a room full of kids and people, and we're happy to have you back. Just four district announcements tonight. I don't know if anyone saw this, but last week the Summit County Public Health they issued a statement on vape using and obviously encouraged everyone with e-cigs and vapes to stop immediately. There have been some cases that have impacted their world and our state's world and our country's world. We're bringing it to the attention tonight because we're about to work on our students with this and just to try and help them through this. As we know, a number of them are encountering these issues. Some of our neighboring districts have installed vape detectors so that when the students go into the bathroom and try and pull these out and use them, that the office is notified. We're working with another district to possibly bring these into our school district. But for any of you and students, and we'll let our kids know this too, SUMA is offering some free classes. I think that this was... It says free.
Oh, it does say free?
Yeah, free classes.
Sorry, it's free.
You know, I think that our students heard the whole healthy alternative to cigarettes, and that caught their attention, and same thing with some adults. So we just want to work with our students and our community through this to let you know that the school district does have its pulse on this. We do consider it an important issue for our kids, and we want to continue to work with them on that. The front desk tonight, we're wearing our We Roar Together t-shirts in celebration of this Friday. We will have four We Roar days this year to celebrate being unified in Norton. The We Roar Together is our focus on two key words this year, the We Roar being our strength and together being our warmth. There are two qualities that when they're combined, you create a pretty powerful person, and we're trying to work with our students on being both. We will have hopefully 2,500 students and almost 500 employees in these t-shirts this Friday. They were courtesy of Fred Martin Superstore and Power Graphics Action Apparel, and we're thankful to both of those sponsors. We just want to teach our kids, we want to just do a better job of teaching them how to work together, how to support one another, how to get to know students that you do not know, you don't understand their lives. We want students who are sitting alone at lunch to have company. We want students to walk out of classrooms with different kids and not the same kids every day. We want students to be comfortable in going up and introducing themselves to students that they don't know. We know that we're not going to reach 2,500, but we want to reach as many as we can so that they don't feel lonely in our school system. We want to try and stop bullying as much as we can. We know that it will never go away. It hasn't been away for forever in our schools. And it never will go away, but we want to be a district that is really aggressive in working with our kids on this. So if you have a child, please make sure they wear their t-shirt this Friday. It will be powerful enough just to see everyone in these t-shirts, and then any lesson we learn beyond that will be fantastic. This Thursday, the state report card comes out. I want to be really careful in talking about the state report card and the ODE. Because I do respect the work that they do. The state report card itself is not working. And I will tell you this, as a community, when you read all of the local scores, including ours, this new report card is 3, maybe 4 years old. And already the state has adopted a brand new report card committee that has a new report that's due by this December because the current system is not working. So anything that we do well as a school district We applaud that. Anything that we don't do well, we realize we must make some necessary changes. The report card score that's really important to us as a district is the performance index score, because it measures the success and growth of every single one of our students. We think that that is fair. We think it's okay to hold us accountable that every one of your students grows. It's one of our two goals on our new five-year strategic plan, and I'm proud to announce that the PI score did go up. We were top 20.6% in the state last year at a 94.9, and we went up to 95.2. That's something that's good for us. Our overall score is going to go from a B to a C, and our scores from achievement, which are the state test scores, it's nowhere near where we want to be. But I want to tell you that on that part of the report card, 86% of Ohio schools got a D or an F last year. And if you talk to our kids and talk to some of our moderators of the tests, you know, one of our measurements this year was a 7-question test for one of our language arts tests. So our kids are learning for months, and then based on 7 questions that they get on a test, it tells our entire community if they're learning. It's unfair, and it's not working. So we will put out a full report as a district, but I want you to know there's a new committee already being formed. And my last thing is, I wish this wasn't happening, but it's about to get very warm this week. So make sure, if you're listening tomorrow online, if you're here tonight, dress your kids appropriately. Light t-shirts, light clothing all week, unless you're in our high school, would be really appropriate. And Ryan will take a lot of heat for that this week. It's okay. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Addis. Now I'd like to share with you some things that are happening in each of our buildings, and all of our buildings are focusing on what Mr. Addis was just talking about, which is working together. So I'm going to start with the primary. They have a volunteer training scheduled for Thursday, September 12th at 5 p.m. in the primary gymnasium. And their first We Roar Together activity is going to be September 13th, and they will be recognizing Dot Day. They are focusing on a book called The Dot by Peter Reynolds, and it's about a teacher encouraging students who don't think that they're good at something. They're going to start with a dot and see where it takes them. So that's what's going on in the primary. Norton Elementary, this is a great event. They are having a family engagement night featuring Red Oak Mental Health. This is going to be on October 1st. The dinner is at 5:30, and the presentation begins at 6:30. And the focus of this activity or this event is to build relationships with each other, parents, with children. So I would encourage as many people as possible to come out for this. This is open to both Norton Primary parents and Norton Elementary, and childcare will be provided. So I hope that a lot of people are able to attend. Norton Primary and Norton Elementary are having a fall festival at Columbia Woods Park on September 20th at 6 o'clock. They are having food trucks and a DJ, and this is being sponsored by their parent group, PAC. And the purpose of this event, again, is to bring the community together and families together. Norton Middle School. They are focusing on training staff in a strategy called Brain Zones. This is to help teachers understand how the brain works and responds to emotions, stress, and anxiety. The objective is to train teachers so that they know how to shift students' brains to achieve optimal learning and relationship building. And it's to deepen teachers' understanding and administrators' understanding of why students choose the behaviors that they do, which I'm sure that's something every parent would like to know. Drop-in for donuts will be Thursday, September 19th at 8 o'clock a.m., and that's an opportunity for parents to come and talk to the principal and or Mrs. Gerber and Mr. Dobbins about any questions or concerns they might have about with their children or anything going on at the middle school. Then on Tuesday, September 17th, Alex Simon is coming to the middle school to speak, and I would encourage you to check him out on YouTube. This sounds like he is going to be a great speaker, and it's E-L-E-C, Simon. But he's going to speak on the topic of bullying and life assembly tour. Now, going on to the high school. Wednesday, September 18th, they will have their first leadership conference at Cloverleaf High School, and this is part of the new Metro Athletic Conference. So one of the reasons or one of the things behind forming this new athletic league was to focus on student and athlete leadership. So they're having their first meeting on September 18th. Each school is sending 6 students, and they are going to talk about leadership initiatives, team building, and networking with other students. And another great thing happening at the high school is a Panther Place. This has been something that has been in discussion or in the works for the last couple of years. But the purpose of this is to provide a safe, neutral place for students to go. So this is starting on Thursday, October 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m. And students can gather at Grace Church. They have put together a Panther Place for this reason. There will be food, video games, and other activities for teenagers to do. So, a couple other things. There's an ACT prep class that's going to be offered at the high school on September 28th from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That is on a Saturday. The cost is $99, which includes materials and a lunch. I know that there are some students who can take the ACT or the SAT one time and do great. There are other students that if you just spend a little bit more time preparing or take it maybe once or twice, you can increase your score. So I would encourage parents and students to check this out. And then lastly, we have a district-wide event going on September 26th, 27th, and 28th, and that is Feed My Starving Children. This, I believe, is the third year that we have done this. So that's a Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday. Thursday is from 6:30 to 8:30. Friday is 6:30 to 8:30, and that's in the evening. Saturday is 8:30 to 10:30 a.m., 11 to 1, and 3 to 5. Those are the shifts that are available. If anyone is familiar with Feed My Starving Children, it's all through donations and volunteer work of putting together these food packs that go out to hungry individuals, children in other nations, and it costs about 24 cents each for the packet that they receive. Everything is donated. If anyone would like to make a monetary donation, any donations can be sent to Grace Church, and just identify it as Feed My Starving Children for your donation. And you can sign up on the district's website and also Grace Church. And I think that is all I have.
Anything else?
All right, thank you. We will now move on to student recognition. Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
No, you have something to say. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I was going to do a quick rundown of the monthly expenses that we've had for the district. Our electric this month, $14,390. The gas, not gas for the buses, but gas for the buildings, $9,908, which seems really high because it's been like really warm. Trash, $1,934, and water, $2,409. So our utility bills for the month of August were $28,642. The fuel for the buses to get them started up and get all those little kids here this month was $11,925. The transportation supplies, which is taking care of the buses and getting them on the roads all the time, $12,133. Food service supplies, $30,538. It's a lot of money, but we're getting started, and that all goes back to the students. Textbooks, workbooks, $29,550. And our special ed purchase services was $32,778. Our payroll for the month, $1,544,473. And the benefits that go along with the payroll were $502,320. And our total checks for the month were $440,679.13.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we will move on to student recognition.
We'll start today with our littlest Panthers and Mr. Eric Morris, primary principal.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Okay. Maybe
we should put treasure.
So I have Riker Svachna up front. He's our student of the month. He is one of our littlest proud Panthers. He's one of our preschool members. And with him, I have Miss Jones. And in the back, we also have the other 4 preschool teachers in the back. Please wait. So they're here to support and be here for Riker. Great little young man, great little Panther. Second year in Mark Preschool, and he's just an amazing young fellow. So I don't want to steal Ms. Jones' thunder, but I'm going to let Ms. Jones say a couple things, and then we'll give you your certificate, okay?
So I've only known Riker for a few weeks, but I got to know him a little bit last year, and I think it's safe to say among all of us preschoolers, teachers, that this one has shown the most growth we've ever seen in a kiddo. I'm pretty sure we've all cried over the progress at some point. As an example, the very first day of school, utter chaos. We have got all these little 4 and 5 year olds, never been to school before. And this young man decided to help a friend pack up his book bag, which can be very frustrating for new kiddos, and didn't have to be asked. And he was so sweet and so kind about it. He uses his manners, and he's a great peer to have in my room this year. And we're so excited to see how much more growth he can possibly make. And I'm honored to be his preschool teacher.
Next, representing Norton Elementary, Assistant Principal Mr. Dennis Oswald.
Well, I have the pleasure of introducing our fourth grade student of the month this month. This is Logan Horn. This is one of his teachers. Mrs. Flores is going to be speaking on behalf of the team on Logan and everything that he contributes to our school.
Logan Horn, first fourth grade student of the month. Congratulations. My first encounter with Logan happened at NES parking lot, and it took about 2 minutes to steal my heart. This boy shows strength and warmth, and I truly believe that when you look into Logan's eyes, his eyes reveal his true character. Every morning he comes to class, and his eyes are very welcoming, okay? Then he's sitting in my classroom, and he has this love of learning, and this glint in his eyes just want to soak in new information. And then when he speaks to a classmate, his eyes are genuinely strong and warm to those classmates. 6 short days after I met Logan, we talked about goal setting in class, and we talked about our motto this school year. We roar together, and we talked about what strength and warmth means. And we talked about setting goals and how goals lead us to positive directions. And many students chose the academic goal, but rather than focusing on academics, he focused on the social part, and he thought that's a helpful way to apply warmth in the classroom. And as simple and as innocent as this is, I have to read it. His goal states, I want to help others when they are sad or mad. I can do this by playing with kids that are not having a good day. To us, it sounds so simple, but it's so sweet. And Logan, it's the little things in life that show your true character, and you truly do care about your other classmates in school. I don't believe he just wrote this goal. I really do think that he means the words he says. He is very intuitive, and he senses when a classmate needs help, and Logan jumps right on in. Our school needs kids like you, Logan, okay? Our kids need to watch you be nice at the playground and in the hallways and at lunch. Keep doing what you're doing, kiddo, and I cannot wait to see your efforts in kindness just grow throughout the school year. Congratulations, Logan.
Before I sit down, Mrs. School, who's a counselor in our building, has made some treats for people, so afterwards we have our little break after the students of the month. There's cookies and whatnot. She's a fantastic bake.
If anybody has a nut allergy kind of thing, I have some ones that are not tainted over here.
I'll just say that it's amazing food, so you might not want to miss on it. Next, Mrs. Joyce Gerber, Norton Middle School.
Each year we focus on our eighth graders for our students of the month. I told Olivia, Olivia Gray is our student for this month, and when I met with Olivia, I said the first student of the month is always a hard choice because teachers don't know you. So you really must raise above all the kids out there when you're the first student of the month. So I think it's a real honor not only to be student of the month, but the first student of the month. When I spoke with Olivia, I told her from the first time she walked through the middle school doors as a fifth grader, she had a smile on her face that has never left her face in the 4 years she's been there. She's never been in a bad mood. She's never been at a point where, you know, ooh, watch out for Olivia today, you know, as we do with some middle schoolers. But every day it's been a joy. She's worked in the office, I think, as a sixth grader. And she's just wonderful to be around, and she can change she can make your brain shift, as we're learning, she can make your brain shift and to a more positive place. So I was glad when I heard that Olivia was gonna be the eighth grade student of the month. Mr. Trevisano came to speak on her behalf also tonight.
You stole all the good stuff.
I'm sorry.
I'm lucky enough to have Olivia actually for a second year. I got to teach the advanced seventh grade class last year for the first time, and I had her and a bunch of other kids. And I get to have them again this year, which was really exciting. I actually was looking forward to seeing those kids again, because she is just one of many kids that are like so positive in that classroom. She would do something every day that really threw me off at first. She would be walking out after our lesson and she'd say, thank you. And I didn't know, like is she messing with me? Like, what is she saying? Thank you. Like, I just taught math. Most kids are like, oh gosh, it's over. But she's just such a polite kid, and that smile never goes away, like Mrs. Gerber said. She's just awesome to have in class, super positive. One story I have with Olivia is I was teaching a lesson last year, and I said, all right, I'm gonna teach you like this much of, you know, properties of exponents. But next year when I have you, I'm gonna teach you this much of it. Here's a little study tool, and I gave it to Olivia or something. I don't know, maybe she's thought of it, but we came up with this deal that if she kept this, and she kept it all summer, and she brought it that day I was gonna teach that lesson, they would get like no homework for a month or something like that. I'm like, whoa, back off. So I have no idea what deal I made with her months ago. She has it. I know she still has it. It was the first day I saw her, the day before school, right? For open house, something of those days. The first thing she said is, Mr. Dredd, it's still up right here on my wall, and it's posted right that I'm ready to bring it on November, whatever, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, wow. That is like really intense. But she's just an awesome kid to have, a lot of fun. Super
positive and a great representative for Norton Middle School. Great job, Olivia. And from Norton High
School, Mr. Ryan Shaner. I have a couple, and I know there's some staff members that wanted to come up too. Right. Okay, so there's a reason I have two students of the month. Every other month, I'm gonna start with Gabe Decker. So I have Gabe Decker and Emma Stone. I'm gonna start with Gabe. So every other month we have a career tech student of the month. And Gabe is our first one of the year for September. Now the neat thing about Gabe is he's such a great kid. He's actually nominated for our student of the month too. So you may be back in a couple of months, you know, standing here. I don't know. So Gabe is actually enrolled in the engineering program over at Wadsworth. He does a fantastic job over there. He actually wants to be a mechanical engineer soon in life. He's looking at Ohio State, Cincinnati. Told me that one of the things that he likes to do in his spare time is read articles online about science, which is true for all of us, right? So obviously we're going to see some really great things out of Gabe, and like I said, we might see him back here again in a couple of months. Also, let me make sure. Okay, there's that. Stay here, protector. And then over here we have Miss Emma Stone, just like the actress. And mom's name is Sharon Stone. And I was hoping that dad's name was Oliver Stone, but I don't think it is. So you probably heard that joke your whole life. But anyway, so this is Emma. And Emma came to us a couple years ago. She is a junior at the high school now. So she's in her third year. She's in Mr. Underwood's program, and every day she is in the first program. So that is the program that goes over to Barberton High School. So every day, the first half of her day, she spends at Barberton High School learning job skills and doing various things over there. I know that she, Mrs. Ruff, she hasn't got too far into the jobs and stuff yet. She's learning various things, but Mrs. Ruff is her teacher, if you could wait a second, over in the program. So really excited about that. But here's the best thing about Emma. So every day, Emma gives, I don't know about anybody else, I don't even care about anybody else. She gives me about 5 or 6 hugs every day. And sometimes I'll just be standing there and all of a sudden I feel someone come up behind me. And I love it. I know it's Emma, and it's just wonderful. But she's so fantastic. She's so loving. And like I said, she's a junior. And I do allow nominees to be juniors, but most of our kids are seniors. So for her, on the first one of the year, to be a junior, it just goes to show you what our staff thinks of Emma. She likes to play soccer and tennis, right? And she is a huge Shawn Mendes fan, and she just went to his concert a couple of weeks ago, didn't you? I remember you wearing the shirt when you came to school. She was so proud to show it off. So this is our September Student of the Month, Miss Emma Stone.
I just want to say it's great to see the principals and the kids back in, and you know, every day we want to be a great day in this school district. It's not a reality that every day and every week is going to be fantastic. No district is perfect, but I want to tell all of you, we're beginning our fourth week of school and we are off to a fantastic start. I don't hesitate to say that. I've knocked on wood enough this year. You know, because you never know when you face obstacles and barriers. They're right around the corner. But our teachers and their moves with the theme and our leadership, just in terms of adopting this and working with these kids, getting to know one another, they have taken this and run with it this year. And our entire first week just being in buildings, our teachers were amazing just working with our kids and getting to know one another. And it made a huge difference to our start. So I just want to thank all of them and let the public know that we're off to a really good start this year, and we're always hoping that continues. If it doesn't, you'll probably hear from me, but for right now, we're off to a great start.
We're going to take a short break, but before we do, if we could have all the students of the month come over here for a photo. All right, under item 5, are there any additions or corrections to the agenda?
We need public participation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any public participation? Okay, now we'll move on to agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Is there any information under board business?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Under item 7, approval of minutes, can I have a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Abstain.
Mrs. Bennett?
Okay. Motion carries 4-0 with one abstention. Under item 8, treasurer's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letters A through D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under superintendent's recommendations, can I have a motion to approve letter A, approve personnel, retirement, resignation, leave, termination, items 1 and 2?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Under letter B, can I have a motion to approve the elimination of the transportation 5-hour AM PM route, educational aid 1 position currently held by Don Russell?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters C and D?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Can I have a motion to approve letters E through H?
Mm-hmm.
Any discussion? Oh, I'm sorry.
Give me a second.
Second? I am just moving on.
Lewis has it.
Now, is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes. Motion carries 5-0. Under consent agenda items, can I have a motion to approve letters I, J, and K?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Superintendent's report?
I thank the teachers and the administrators for their work that they've done. I just want to thank the building principals for their leadership in getting the year started. Been able to get out and see what's happening in a lot of the buildings. We had a great day at NES a few Fridays ago for 700 kids chanting "We Roar" together. And Mr. Sackett and his wife Susan spoke to our kids that day to give them a lesson on perseverance. I think it's really important from a public standpoint that they understand the great people that we have in this school district, Brady Sackett and Susan Sackett. And as everyone knows, Susan is battling ALS, not feeling well at all right now at this particular time in the hospital. And it's just important that they know our thoughts are with them at this time and that we're here to support them and with them. That's all.
Thank you. Mrs. Hagenbusch?
Well, congratulations to the Student of the Month. It's been a while since we've got to say that. And also thank you to those that have given the generous donations that we've received every month, the 45 backpacks we've received in addition to the 54, I think. So we had almost 100 backpacks donated this year. The people that fixed our roof, fixed a culvert behind us. They saw a need that we had in our district and they just decided to volunteer to fix that back there. We have the banner project, Pat. I'm sure you'll talk about that. So we just appreciate the help and all the support that we have.
Okay. Any other administrators? Okay. Mr. Santelli.
As far as the banner project, we still need donations. If you have not donated to the banner project, one banner costs $58. We bought 36 banners. We're hopefully going to finish putting them up around the high school campus this week. We had Simon's Tree Service, Chuck Simon's, was, I think he was paid by his brother Abby Simon's to actually come and do the signs. So Simon's Tree Service donated their bucket lift cherry picker, and one person to help put the signs up that are up there right now. I've got 14 of 36 signs up, so this weekend I would hope to get it done. Mr. Simon's is going to be back, and I'm just looking for maybe one more volunteer to help put signs up. Before the school year began, I walked around to the different buildings, check in on different buildings, and it's always nice to see the buildings right before the kids come in because all the floors are shiny and everything is clean, everything's picked up and so tidy. But I was able to be up here on the first day of school and see the kids I was at the high school and then I came down here a couple days later and saw the kids in the building, and it just completes the building whenever you have all these wonderful students, teachers, and administrators in all of these buildings. I don't care how clean the building is in the summer, it's not complete until it has our purpose for being here in it. So it was great just seeing the kids in the buildings. Brilliant. And I'll pass this off because I'm sure that everybody else has something to say too.
Okay, Mr. Inks.
Congratulations, Students of the Month. Always fun to see. And set the bar high for the first month. Mm-hmm. Hope to see great things from them too. Piggyback on what Pat said, I want to appreciate the maintenance staff we have. Our buildings look fabulous this year. It's a lot of work. It is. I mean, they're taking care of inside and outside all summer long, mowing the lawn, you know, pulling weeds, all that stuff too. They have to do that along with getting our buildings ready. And I was able to go through several of the buildings before school came in, and the buildings really look good. I know long, hard, hot days in those buildings, so I do appreciate all the work they do. I've heard great things from our students this year. I've talked to kids from the high school and down to elementary, and they're having a great year. So thank you to our teachers and our staff for that too, because without you, they don't have a great year. So that, thank you for what you're doing out there. After that, the Feed My Starving Children, that's a fabulous event. Mm-hmm. It's fun to do as well. My family's done it the last 3 years. We've put teams together, you race, they put games in it, they make it fun. My kids look forward to going back to it. So if you haven't done it, get online and sign up for it. It's a good time. So other than that, see you next month.
Okay. Mr. Yule?
Welcome back to everybody. I also, as always, the congratulations to the Students of the Month. I also, beyond that, you know, we've all talked about it, Mr. Addis, and I think the whole community and groups together, so many good things, you can't even list them all. And one of them that I went and witnessed, I mean, it wasn't like I was invited, but Alyssa Fetterman, a senior, I think she's the class president, put together a sunrise breakfast before the first football game at 6:30 in the morning for high school kids. Quite an event. A lot of people volunteered to donate and help her out and the group, and I thought it was a home run. I mean, it was a great idea. I don't know what we say, about 100 kids were there at least, and I don't know how many are in the graduating class.
What are you guys whining about when school starts? See, you can
right.
You make it here at 6:30 every day.
Right. So Mr. Shaner got to witness that.
As long as
that.
There's food.
But, you know, it's just one of many good things. I mean, the Banner Project and the people that have donated, not only for the banners, but Pat, you and the team that donated time to put them up. You know, the donation of the t-shirts. I mean, the community support is second to none right now, and it only helps us. It is one big group. So lots of good things with that. I was told on a funny note, cold water don't dry shirt. So I don't know. I mean, mine can't shrink too much more. I look like a senior trying to wear my eighth grade shirt. But, you know, we talk about the start of school, and I remember last year, and like Mr. Addis said, you know, when you do things good, you like to tout about it. When you do things bad, you always like to tell people you're going to get better. And the first day of busing was unbelievable this year. And that's an attribute to our professional administrators, our professional transportation drivers, and our teachers, our professional teachers. So great job, and it has been a success. So I think that's pretty much all I had. Nothing but good stuff.
Thank you.
Mrs. Webble.
Nothing like going last, right?
Well, actually, I'm last. So.
Oh, you're last. Okay. Yeah. No, you started out with all the good stuff. Congratulations to the Students of the Month. What a way to start the year out. You know, what a great way for those families to start the year out. Thank you to Fred Martin again for all of our new duds here, you know. And but it's a great thing that they contributed all, you know, a ton of money to, you know, help our schools out. And something that happened yesterday was touch a truck. And I want to thank the police department and the fire department. There were so many of our kids there touching, you know, helicopters and fire trucks and police trucks. And my grandson got into a police car. It was great until we all realized there was a dog in the back, and the dog started barking at him. He got out of that car faster than anybody I've ever seen. So. But it was a great thing, and that's what I love about Norton. You know, we're all working together to do fun stuff for our kids and to help our kids. So that's it.
Okay. I'll be brief because I did talk a lot earlier. I just want to congratulate the Students of the Month. It's always great to see them and to hear about the good things that our students are doing. And, Pat, I want to thank you for completing this banner project.
It's not complete.
Well, it's...
It helps.
The finish line is
it's been talked about for a number of years, and you took it by the horns and you're getting it done, so thank you, appreciate that. I think the district is off to a great start. I'm excited to hear what the events are going to be throughout the year for the We Roar Together. And what last thing I want to mention is Panther's Closet has a lot of clothing for students and winter coats. So if there's anybody that needs anything, please let us know. Thank you. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved. Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mr. Santelli?
Yes.
Motion carries 5-0. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming.